Welcome, cats and kittens, to not quite another episode of HugeCast 5000 working title. Instead, this is a little addendum that we're going to be doing. You see, you guys send us a lot of questions, usually every week, and we can't usually get to all of them to the point where sometimes we're pulling from the past and have questions that aren't as relevant. I'm sure you guys would like to see these questions be answered, not just be ruled out because you weren't the lucky five. That is apparently enough, but as we have recently found out, five apparently isn't enough, because here's some more questions for you. So I'm going to go ahead and, as usual, hand the reins over to Mr. Cuse, and he will take us on a very questionary ride.
All right. Welcome to my segment of the show, which is the only segment of the show, because I guess this is my show and your show, because you've sent in your questions from Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Raja.com, QshReviews@gmail.com, and QshReviews.blogspot.com, as well as that brand new site that's burning up the charts. But already was that a site?
It's, of course, theunpunchedcard.com.
Of course it is. It always is. It's always going to be the same, because that's Artie's goddamn website, and if you're not going there already, we couldn't beat you over the head with it more. Okay, so we're going to dig into some questions here, some of the extra ones. So we have some more time here. We can kind of expand on some stuff, and instead of doing any of that interesting stuff, we're going to go right back to another Power Rangers question, which attaches to the one that we had on the actual show this week. So, Artie, take it away. This one is, you know, actually, hold on. I think I've decided we're not going to do names on the Extra Questions podcast. You only get your name mentioned if you make it to the top five questions. So that's going to be your incentive to try to ask the best questions of the week, because I'll shout you out. But here, just asking your questions, man. No names on them whatsoever. So, from no one, this question is, how much cooler is the Green Ranger than the White Ranger?
Okay, no one, a.k.a. Billy McBallsack. I know who you are. See, this question is just facetious, because you see, they're the same guy. Now, if you mean in terms of character, here is your fault, my dear friend, because the Green Ranger wasn't actually that fucking cool. Here's the thing, right? So he's a villain. Okay, Green with Evil, probably the best Power Ranger story arc we've ever had, which is pretty awesome. The problem is then the fact that they ran out of footage, and then they start chopping it all up. So Tommy fucking lost his powers twice as the Green Ranger. So, quite actually, his run as Green Ranger, he was kind of a bitch, because it was pretty much well cut down. The highlights of his Green Ranger run were essentially him giving the coin and the powers to Jason to create, I don't remember what they called it in the American version, but it's Armored Tyranno and Jew Rangers. And then, obviously, we all remember the one where he gives Zack his shield, because that was just such a cool moment. Final episode of season one, by the way.
Yeah, that was great.
And that was basically Tommy's big contribution as Green Ranger. Now, as White Ranger, not only was he A, the leader of the fucking team, B, he had the Tiger Zord, which I thought was way cooler than Dragon Zord, because it had its own fighting mode. And C, he carried the White Ranger powers all the way through Season 3. He got, you know, ninja powers, he got a Falcon Zord, he had the White Shogun Zord. He was 10 times better as the White Ranger, and I'll hear nothing else.
You're gonna hear something else, because fuck the White Ranger.
How about fuck you?
Oh, shit.
Shoot.
See, I love the heel Green Ranger, and I had no time for, like, the goody two-shoes leader of the team. Ooh, I'm so perfect. Brr, 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 brr. White Ranger. This is the only time that I watched Power Rangers, because I was a little kid back then.
Yeah, no, bullshit. You were an old man even then.
Yeah, I think I was actually in, like, fifth grade or something like that. Like, it was already too late to be watching Power Rangers.
You were, like, 40 then.
But I didn't give a shit. I still watched that, and I stopped watching when the White Ranger showed up because he was such a pussy. Who cares about baby faces, man? It's heels here. Heels.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's actually a great point. I think heel Green Ranger beats out all of them. But, I mean, Artie makes some valid points about the White Ranger. And, I mean, I always really liked the Saba Sword. I used to have the toy, and I lost it in a flash flood, and it was very sad for me. I almost cried, but I was too much of a man by that point. Anyway, I'm going to have to go Green Ranger if we're just talking about aesthetics, which, I mean, I think that's kind of what he's getting at, essentially.
I thought the Green Ranger outfit, I always thought the Zoo Ranger outfits in general looked really tight. Like, I love the Die Ranger outfits, but as far as the White Ranger compared to the Green Ranger, I thought the Green Ranger looked more badass. So I'm going to go with that, and based on his heel work, and that's my answer. But Artie probably has the more right answer, technically.
As I usually do.
It's only one right answer, and it's the green answer. Can't say it's the white answer, because that's racist.
That is racist.
All right, let's move on to question number two. I'm going to kind of rework a question from the esteemed Mike Hunt here for a second, because I don't think I could slip it past the censors in its current form. So the question I'm going to ask on his behalf is, how much would you pay to watch a porn starring Sonny?
Nothing. You'd have to pay me.
Hold on. Did he ask how much we'd have to pay?
No. He didn't answer it, ask anything like that. I'm just taking from the topic.
I mean, first off, if we're talking about now, nothing.
I mean, ostensibly somebody is paying, right?
Dude, right, people pay $200 to lay in a bed with her.
I mean, hey, I'm just saying, like, if it came out and I had availability to it, fuck yeah, I'm gonna watch it. But, I'm not paying for it.
I think I could pay $5, though in all likelihood I'd probably just illegally download it because it's 2015, so I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think the thing people forget is Sonny's porn is already out there. Like, it's been out there for fucking 10 years.
Oh yeah, but I'm talking about, like, hardcore porn. Like, that's clearly what he's referring to.
Look, she would have to come out with a movie called Dildos and Burgers. Which is all about her shoving hamburgers up her cooter while she eats dildos.
Oh man, that would be such good advertising for us.
Right?
Okay. I will pay her if she does that.
Hell yeah.
Well, we would have to pay her to advertise for us.
I don't know. Maybe she'd just be willing to get her name out there.
As long as she's ready to star in the sequel, Dick Wings.
Dick Wings. Man, that sounds like it's about something very different, though. That sounds almost like heroic.
Yeah, Dick Wings is kind of like a action, sci-fi, rom-com, zom thing.
Zom thing. Yeah, sure.
I'm writing it. I'm working on it.
You keep storyboarding that, buddy. I'll keep taking a look at it.
As a quick side note, I had just heard the term rom-com like 2 months ago, and I swear I hear it at least 2 times a month ever since. And you bring it up, and just, I don't know, that blows my mind.
Have you never heard that term?
Nope. Tell you what, it's like the first time I heard the term dramedy. And now I hear it all the time. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, yeah, that's a thing.
Right. Yeah, I know, rom-com. The first time someone said it to me, I was like, oh, yeah, totally. I'm like,
yeah, I love ramen.
And then finally, I got it. Like, oh, romantic comedy. Okay, yeah, all right. So, yeah, move on.
I just heard a term yesterday called glamma, which is like grandmas who are glamorous. That's something that needs to die.
How about Kris Jenner trademarking momager? Because that's a fucking thing now. Momager. Manager. Mm-hmm.
God.
Okay, let's move on. Let's move on to question number three. This one is from, again, nobody, because fuck you guys. This question is, if TNA folds... And I guess this is now because Ring of Honor has risen to this level. Do you think that the talent will try to go to Ring of Honor because of the TV deal, or is it still WWE or bust?
I think they'll try to go to Ring of Honor anyway because most of them seem to bleed into there. Like, all the guys who've been fired from TNA just end up in fucking Ring of Honor anyway. So I assume, like, who's Ring of Honor really going to pass up on? I mean, they're going to be like, no, we don't want you, Bobby Roode, amazing heel. Screw you, James Storm, and your damn good ability to make shit into gold. Like, realistically, the only person they're going to say no to is probably, like, Abyss. And even then, he's probably got a shot, because who fucking books Ring of Honor but Delirious? And I'm sure Delirious would just be like, yeah, this is my fucking guy. Oh, I love this guy.
To be honest, I was just say I don't see Abyss not getting a bunch of bookings. Like, he's just got that presence, and people kind of know his name. I could see him just being all over the indie scene after that for a little bit.
Let the record show that the one match he did wrestle for Ring of Honor, where he was, like, in Alex Shelley's corner in that Cage Wars, was, like, one of the best things he's ever done.
Mm. Well, if Ring of Honor doesn't want him, I'll gladly book Abyss for Dildos and Burgers.
We got kind of quite a stable for Dildos and Burgers working up.
Yeah, he'd be like our chef, I guess. He cooks the dildos.
Yeah, I think the thing is, I think you definitely see. For one thing, I think WWE is not going to take all of them. Obviously, for all we know, WWE might not take any of them. I don't think that's true. I think there's some people they definitely got their eye on,
like Eric Young. But,
yeah, like Eric Young. Like, come on, he's the biggest star since Daniel Bryan. No,
they are in the market for a new Daniel Bryan. I mean,
it is true.
Theirs is defective.
I just think, honestly, it's like you're gonna. I think a lot of them are gonna take Ring of Honor bookings, regardless if Ring of Honor will book them, and you'll see a lot of them do that as they transition to the next thing. But I think you just have split values from people. Some people probably have already been burned by WWE and don't want to go there, so they'd rather do ROH or maybe New Japan or who knows.
I guarantee, honestly,
at least one or two of those guys are gonna probably want to try to go to New Japan. You know, so it's kind of a question where I don't think there really is an answer, because I think everyone's going to go everywhere, wherever they're, and wherever people will take them as well.
I think what Artie just mentioned is actually a good aspect to this. Is Ring of Honor now more or less prestigious than Global Force?
I mean, it's more, I think, just in terms of established history and stuff, and like, but I think Global Force already immediately has a stronger roster. Like, because Ring of Honor's roster just is full of a shit ton of nobodies and Moose.
Moose!
Yeah, I mean, that's such a hard thing to argue, because we still haven't really got the GFW product yet, you know? If anything, I'd say, yeah, like, ROH is by proxy, but, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised 3 months after the first Global Force Wrestling show that everyone sees that opinion changes quickly.
I agree. All right, let's move on to question number 4 here. Which wrestler of whatever promotion would you add in the new Super Smash Brothers?
Wait. What?
You can take any wrestler from anywhere in the world and insert them into the game Super Smash Brothers as a playable character.
Does everybody know my answer yet?
I think I know what your answer is, because I know what my answer will be if you don't take it.
Okay. Oh, wait, let me guess. Artie, X-Pac, Julius, Willie Mack?
Okay, so first of all, I'm just going to say, like, I literally just spent Memorial Day weekend playing the shit out of Smash Brothers with my nephew. And the one guy I would just absolutely love to have in that game would be Jushin Thunder Liger.
Oh, man, what if he had, like, thunder powers?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
he's already got like a move set made for a video game, like the rolling Kapu kick, the shooting star press, Liger bombs up the yin yang. Like, it's literally can you imagine just like grabbing Samus and throwing her into like the surfboard?
Yes.
Yes.
Like, yeah. So that's my guy. It's definitely Jushin Liger. Plus, how fucking awesome would that amiibo be?
Yeah.
Right. I think it's only fair that you answer this question with, I'm sorry, it's going to have to be two people, because it's going to be Player Uno and Player Dos, the Super Smash Brothers.
You know, that would be better if Player Dos didn't, like, randomly decide he's just going to go by Stupefy instead.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get that at all, but, I mean, it can be, hey, it's a retrospective, you know, Legends thing, so they can go with the past.
Yeah, oh yeah, there you go, definitely.
I don't know what I was gonna say, but when I jokingly said X-Pac, now I kind of want to see it be X-Pac. I wanted to see him have Bronco Buster powers, where he, like, flies across the screen and hits you with this crash.
No, the Bronco Buster is his final smash. He just gets you all lured up in the air and goes giant and does a huge nut smash to the face on anyone who's in the ring.
I can just
and, And when he misses it, he just rips his asshole open.
I can just tell that if I was playing that game and I hit a button combination and my guy just went up in the air and his crotch just flew into the face of wherever I was facing, I would laugh until I died. Oh, man. Okay. So let's move on to question number 5 now. Let's see. We're actually going to do 6. We're going to do 6 today because there are 2 more questions that I like. So we're going to do 6. The first one is sort of a yes or no question, so we can get through it real quick. Would you eat a rat to help TNA stay on television? So,
no.
So let's say, is there a scenario where TNA is going to get canceled forever?
No.
Okay, let me change it. Would you eat a rat for Lucha Underground?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I guess it does.
Absolutely. Dude, give me some fucking hot sauce and I'll eat 10 of them. I just want Lucha Underground.
I want now for them to get more.
Yeah,
okay.
We do have a guest on this podcast, by the way, folks.
No, we don't. That's just the sound of a ghost. A spooky,
yeah,
spooky ghost.
I was going to say, Julius is a ghost that lives in his house. Fucking hell.
Ghostcast 5000, guys.
Shit.
Okay, and that brings us to our final question, and it is a doozy. It starts off with a sentence about something that I didn't know about that I had to reread 10 times and then do research on. With Point Break's remake coming out, which, let's all just stop there for a second. What?
There's a Point Break remake coming out?
Yes, there is, apparently.
Oh, okay.
I've heard about this, like, a few days ago.
Okay, that's just mind-fucking right there. But, okay, what movie would you guys remake, and what wrestler would you include in it?
Okay, remake. I think I would remake Scarface, and
sure.
I would use Bray Wyatt as Tony Montana.
Awesome.
It'd be hard to get the funding for that, I think.
I don't think so at all. I think Vince McMahon would bankroll the motherfucker.
All right. I would remake Big Trouble in Little China and use Dolph Ziggler.
I legit was going to say Big Trouble in Little China, and I was thinking to myself, I bet you half the people who listen to this have never seen Big Trouble in Little China, little motherfuckers.
I don't give a fuck. Dolph Ziggler looks like Kurt Russell. Mm-hmm. It needs to happen. And they got about the same level of charisma.
That is an amazing answer. Okay, so my answer, guys, I think I nailed it with this one. I'm remaking They Live with R-Truth.
Yes!
Okay, yes. Yeah. I'm...
No.
That is the most believable thing I've ever heard of.
Now, do you go progressive with it and more make sense with it with R-Truth in the Roddy Piper role? Or do you go racist with it and put him in the person that's with Roddy Piper?
Oh, no. I put him in the Roddy Piper role, and I put Roddy Piper in the other guy's role.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, Roddy Piper's still in it!
Yes, but as the other guy.
That's the best part, okay. You know what makes me sad? Is that none of us did, God, what the fuck was Hogan's movie?
Oh, No Holds Barred?
No Holds Barred! How did none of us remake No Holds Barred?
How can you mess with perfection on that level?
True. Also, I was just given a wonderful gift in DVD format the other day. Care to guess which movie it was?
Suburban Commando?
Wrong.
Oh.
What was that one? The Chaperone?
No, I already own that.
Is it the one where Randy Orton will go to the papers if he has to?
No, I already own that.
God.
You have to remember, I own every WWE film. The correct answer is Ready to Rumble.
Oh, man.
Oh, yes.
Okay,
classic.
While we're on the subject of these movies, you guys, I am officially announcing right now that we are going to review the new movie. Oh, God, I can't even remember what it's called. It's the one where the dog that becomes a professional wrestler and he wrestles John Morrison.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God, yes. I saw that at Walmart the other day.
I don't know if I feel like I've heard about
it. It's like a new Air Bud. It's literally called like something mania. Hold on. I'm just going to Google dog wrestles John Morrison and see what comes up.
Yeah, it's Russell Madness. Russell Madness.
Turn safe search on.
Yes, yeah, Russell Madness starring John Morrison as the heel who is mean to dogs.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's the world we're living in, man.
That review.
That is going to be the greatest review in the history of Q's Reviews. It's all been building to this.
Oh, I love it.
It's all downhill from here.
Yep. I can live with that, man. We've reached the highest of highs.
God.
All right. And I think that brings us to the end of our questions addendum, which is something along the lines of, five questions weren't enough, so here's some more. Something like that. Anyway, I'm not going to give you our Twitter accounts because just like you guys don't deserve a shout-out, we don't deserve a shout-out on this small little podcast because you guys probably don't even care. But if you want to listen to more stuff or read more reviews, you can always check us out at cubescast.podomatic.com. And, of course, cubescast.blogspot.com. We should get a cubescast blog where we blog about the podcast that we just did in full detail. You think people would check that out?
I think we would force them to.
Yeah, I think
we could advertise
can force
for it
them.
On the Dildos and Burger porno.
Starring Sunny and Abyss.
You're required, in order to get entry into Dildos and Burgers, you're required to read at least 3 full posts.
Yes.
All right. Cats and kittens, thank you for joining us. Stay classy, don't smoke crack, and as always, remember to eat your Dildos and Burgers every chance you get.